Well, we're going to start today by jumping right into Scripture. We're going to start in Genesis 32. Genesis 32, we're going to start in verse 24. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw, he being the one that we know became Jesus Christ, saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." And he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." And he said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked, saying, "Tell me your name, I pray." And he said, "Why is it you ask about my name?" And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Now this word prevail that we see in this piece of scripture, in Strong's Concordance, it is defined as prevail, but also to overcome, to endure, to attain, to persevere. The same definition, basically, for our English word prevail, if you look it up in some place like Random House Dictionary, which I did. Roget's Thesaurus lists synonyms as to overpower, to win, to conquer, to defeat. Some interesting things I find in this story. They wrestled all night, it says. Now, I didn't have wrestling when I was in school. I played a lot of football and things like that, and, you know, wrestled in the backyard with my brother, perhaps. But I don't know about you. I can't imagine wrestling all night long with someone. That's exhausting. That would take a lot out of you. And yet he wrestled all night, and he didn't give up. He had his hip dislocated, but he did not quit. I can't imagine that either. You dislocate my pinky and I might give up, much less my hip, and you're wrestling. He's still going at it. He did not quit. And it says here that he, God, Jesus, saw that he did not prevail, and they kept going. He knew that Jacob would never let go, and that's what he wanted to see. He needed to see that kind of perseverance from Jacob. So he blessed Jacob with a new name, Israel, the Prince with God. In verse 28, it says, "You have struggled with God and you have prevailed." Now again in Strong's, the Hebrew word here is Shem, S-H-E-M. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I tend to butcher these. But the definition, it says that it is a reputation, a memory, renown, fame, a mark or memorial of individuality, setting one apart. So God tested Jacob. Jacob prevailed, and he was rewarded with his new name, Israel. He was also rewarded with the physical blessings from God. He received the plan, the law, etc. He received land. He received all these blessings for him and his descendants. Now let's contrast that with 2 Timothy in the New Testament. We'll go over there. 2 Timothy 4. And this is the Apostle Paul as he was nearing the end of his life. Again, very familiar scripture, but I think it does a nice job of illustrating fighting the good fight, prevailing, persevering. In 2 Timothy 4, starting in verse 6, Paul says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." He recognized at that point in his life that he had endured, he had prevailed over the fight that we know in this world. He knew that he was not blameless. He openly reflected many times about his own sin. but he knew that he had persevered. He had overcome. He knew his reward was a crown in the kingdom, and that that would be the reward for all of us who persevere and prevail. I won't read it, I will read it out for you. Philippians 2, verse 16, holding fast the word of life so that you may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Paul had never let go of his crown. He had continually wrestled. He had continually fought. And he had prevailed. So what does God tell us about our reward? Revelation 3. And starting in verse 10, God tells us plainly what we can expect. Revelation 3, verse 10, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name. Jesus used the term he who overcomes to all the seven churches, but here he's talking to the faithful church. And in verse 10, he promised, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial. In verse 11, he warns, hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. And in verse 12, he says to the ones who overcome, I will write on him a new name. What's very interesting here in Strong's, where it looks at the Greek word onoma for name, it is the name, the character, authority, which implies rank, majesty, power, excellence. It is essentially the same definition as we saw in the Old Testament for the name that he gave there. It is in recognition of being set apart, in recognition of persevering. He saw that Jacob would not quit, and he must see that in us as well. We don't get to decide when the wrestling is done. It continues on. It will be done when Jesus Christ decides. He has seen what he needs to see in us when we have finished the race, just as Paul did. As he gave Jacob the physical blessings of Israel, he is giving those spiritual blessings to Israel, including to us, all of us gathered here today. And as he gave Jacob a new name to set him apart on the earth, he'll give us a new name to set us apart in his kingdom. We have to remember to constantly wrestle, no matter what happens, no matter what gets dislocated, how tired we may get, the things that may be weighing on us, we have to fight, to hold on with all our might, to endure and to fight, to receive our crowns and prevail in the end.